Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are all welcome to another edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray to our God, our Maker. Father, we come before you this day. And first of all, we want to say thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to see another day. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for building your wall of protection around about us and all our loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for your promises concerning us that have become a reality. We say glory be unto your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God that answers prayers. You have never turned your back against us. Each time we cry unto you, you answer us. At times you may not get the exact answer we are expecting. But Lord, we are consoled that at all times your plans to us are of good and not of evil, to bring us to that expected end. And for that reason, Lord, we shall continually be grateful unto you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will visit you specially today. The word that you are going to hear today will make meaning in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm sharing with you what I titled, You Will Be an Amazement. The Lord will turn you into an amazement in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will do something wonderful, something glorious in your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. I'm taking my text from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 19 to 22. And taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, is the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed and said, is this not the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose to bring them bound before the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul here became an amazement. Everyone knew him previously that he was against those who preach Jesus. But suddenly he met with our Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus and everything changed. He was no longer the same Paul that everybody knew. He was now a different person. And that's why they say he amazed everybody. He amazed everybody. The moment he gave his life, the Bible said he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying he is the Son of God. Who are you proclaiming? Are you proclaiming Jesus as the Lord, as your Savior, as your Redeemer, as your shield, as your buckler, as your fortress, as the Son of the living God, as the one who redeemed you from the kingdom of darkness and brought you into the marvelous light? Are you telling the whole world about it? Because that is what will make you an amazement. The more you go about telling the world about who this Jesus is, the more it turns you into an amazement. Peter became an amazement. Why? Because after he has given his life to Christ, he no longer fed on milk, but he began to grow in the things of God. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, it says, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow into salvation. Brothers and sisters, you need to begin to long after the things of God. You need to begin to feed upon the word of God. And as you do so, you become an amazement. You need to be strengthened in the place of prayer. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 5 verse 2, it says, give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. Who are you praying to? Are you even praying at all? Maybe that's the first question I need to ask. Are you praying? For you to be an amazement, you cannot be an amazement without praying. If you have to pray, pray to who? Pray to the Almighty God. The beauty of it is that our God is not a prayer collector, but rather is a prayer answering God. So as you call unto him, as you humble yourself in his presence and seek the face of God concerning that situation of your life, the Almighty God will intervene, and indeed he will turn them around and you become an amazement. Another thing that we need to know for us to become an amazement is to seek after the wisdom of God. The Bible said in Luke chapter 2 verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Brothers and sisters, are you seeking after earthly wisdom or the wisdom that comes from the throne of God? Seek after his wisdom. The Bible makes us to understand the book of James chapter 1, verse 5. See, if you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. So ask him for wisdom. You are confused. You don't know what to do. You don't know whether to go to the left or to go to the right. The Almighty God, who knows everything, seek his face. He said, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know of. So why don't you call unto this God? He is ready to grant you that wisdom, the wisdom that you need to overcome every challenge that may come your way, because he knows all things, and you become an amazement. For you to become an amazement, you need to be ready to walk in a manner that is pleasing unto God. The book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 10 says, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Brothers and sisters, which manner are you walking? Are you walking in a manner that brings disrepute to the name of God? Or are you doing things that bring glory to God? You need to appraise yourself. Look at yourself and say, am I really doing what is pleasing to God? If you are not sure, why don't you ask God that indeed he will reveal himself to you? Because you know the story of Isaiah. Isaiah was already a prophet, but when he met with the Lord, when God revealed himself to him, he saw himself as undone. He was undone. He was filthy. But the Almighty God cleansed him. The Almighty God that said, call unto me, and I will answer you. The Almighty God said, if you and I can confess of our sins, he said, it shall be just and faithful to forgive us all our sins and wipe away all our iniquities. So, brothers and sisters, are you living a life that does not bring glory to God? You cannot afford to do that, but rather walk in a manner that is worthy of our God. Another thing that we need to know, brothers and sisters, is that you need to have compassion for the lost souls. That you need to have compassion for the lost souls by having the love of God dwelling in you. What dwells in you? Is it the love of God or the love of money? The love of wealth? The love of fame? The love of popularity? No. Let the love of God dwell in you. Have compassion for the lost souls out there. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, reading from verse 12, say, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you. May you abound in the love of God. May the love of God reign in your heart in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you be compassionate, show compassion to your fellow human being, and the Almighty God will turn you into a wonder in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, reading from verse 1, it says, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead work and of faith towards God. Brothers and sisters, you need to grow. Jesus was born as a child, but he grew to become a son. Are you still at the same level? You've given your life to Christ 5 years, 10 years, you are still at the same level. You need to grow into maturity. A 10-year-old child that is still suckling milk, there is a problem. A 10-year-old child that is still crawling, there is a problem. Brothers and sisters, it's the same thing in the things of the kingdom. You cannot remain at the same level. You cannot say, oh, I am not called, I'm not a pastor. No, the moment you give your life to Christ, you have to continue to grow in the things of God. Are you growing? Are you maturing? Ask yourself that question. You are the only one who can answer that question yourself. And I pray that the Almighty God will indeed reveal it to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For you to be a wonder, you must be totally submissive to him. Even our Lord Jesus Christ did so. In the book of Matthew 26, 39, and the Bible says, and going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will, that your will may be done. Let the will of God be done. Surrender all to him. Surrender your home, your life, your ministry, your career, everything surrender to this God. And as you surrender them to him, he's ready to intervene. He's ready to intervene and turn you into a wonder. But if you have not surrendered, then it is not possible for him to do so. The Bible says in John 14, 15, say, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. So if you truly love this God, you will keep his commandment. And he goes to say in verse 16, say, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. So he will send the Holy Spirit of God to be with you, to keep you. But brothers and sisters, you have to surrender all to him. And if you are listening to me today that you want to be a wonder, you can only be a wonder if you have surrendered all to him. Have you surrendered your life to Christ? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you are not sure of your salvation, I am bringing good news to you today. And I want you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, my brother, my sister, going to church does not make you a believer. You'll just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins, forgive me my trespasses. In any way I've veered away from you, have mercy upon me. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, help me, Lord, that I may serve you all the days of my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Let none of them go back to their vomit, in Jesus' mighty name. For every one of you who have heard this message, the Lord will indeed turn you to a wonder. He will perform wonders in your life. Your testimony will win souls for His kingdom. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.